Of course, every state fair is a great fair, but our annual trip to the Minnesota State Fair proves that Minnesota has the best state fair, at least for me. The fair creates an excitement for people from all walks of life. Sarah Bignell joins me with the sample from the 2017 Minnesota State Fair.
We've been all over the place so far this afternoon since 12:30. We had a little history lesson of the fair. We learned a little bit about huskies and dogs and agility. We learned about some opportunities for area or state youth to go and do some performances. DNR, we have some hunting seasons that are coming up, wild race season. We talked with Jonathan, and now we have the home fires
here. And Ryan Brubaker.
We talked to Ryan Brubaker.
Oh, I guess you and I didn't talk to him.
We did not. So this is just who we've talked
That's
to.
That's true. That's good. Good.
Yeah.
Good there.
So up next, we have the home fires here. It's Sarah Morris and Vicki Emerson. Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, hi, guys. Thank you for having us. I love the fair.
You love the fair? So yes. Have you got a chance to go out and try anything yet here, or did you just come straight here?
We were actually working here. We were the music for Minnesota Cooks Day on Sunday.
Okay.
And so it was kind of the best of all worlds. We'd play music, and then they would cook for us.
Nice.
Ooh, so what did you guys get to try while you were there?
Oh, my gosh. They had this.
The asparagus thing. I'm still thinking about that.
It was really beautiful. And the corn, that it was like a street corn with like a little aioli, and it was really so we got like fancy food, which was kind of fun.
Fancy sloppy joes.
Yep.
Mm. That just sounds weird. Fancy sloppy joes.
What does that mean? Onion rings on it.
Oh, crispy, like tiny crispy onion rings.
Wow.
And they were like little tiny little mini sandwiches.
Yes.
They were just so delicious.
So cute.
So who's the poor person who has to take all the onions apart and make little tiny onion rings out of them?
Right.
Seems
an
like
aspiring
a terrible
chef,
job.
Right. It's,
oh,
it's like
gosh.
The aspiring underling.
Yes.
Also known as sous chef.
Yes.
Your paid
sous chef. That's a
there,
fancy
so.
Way to say the person who's working for minimum
yes,
wage.
True. That's right. Yes.
Well, what have you guys been up to lately? We've had you. You were up in Grand Rapids not too long ago.
I feel it was April.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you've been very busy since then. A busy summer. And tell us about it.
You go, Vicki.
We played lots of shows in August. How many? You said it.
I think it was 13 shows in August.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
We had a residency at a restaurant in town, the Astor Cafe, which was so fun. It gave us a chance.
That was really fun.
We had 5 Thursdays in a row where we got to bring a different guest every week, and that was really fun and gave us a chance to try out some of our new material. And we've had some good park gigs where the weather was cooperative.
Nice.
We love that.
Yes.
Yeah, and we both were a part of the Songwriter Challenge group where we each wrote 10 new solo songs as well as the songs we've written
together. So I would say summer was very productive.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
So Vicki, we were talking about this last time.
Oh gosh.
You weren't excited about, I mean you were excited but not excited.
Yes.
It was right before the Summer Music Challenge. And you were pretty anxious about it,
but
it seems like you've had a good time. I've been following along. It seems like it's been stressful, but...
I was right.
So Sarah was right. But, you know, like I said, like the whole idea of writing a song and then videotaping yourself and putting it on the internet, like,
it's terrifying,
made me
right?
want to throw up. Yes, every time I did it. But I think what, like Sarah had said, the point of it is to get songs finished. And I'm trying to corral a bunch of songs for a new album. So finishing songs is sort of key to that process.
Yes, I suppose.
And so it wound up being great. I mean, I won't use all of them, but I might use parts of them versus the other ones, you know?
Yeah.
But there were a couple that are definitely, like, I'm like, I really love these.
Well,
so.
You would think the songwriting process, it might seem really daunting. I mean, to, like, where do I even begin on that? So what was your process to go and create these 10 songs?
So Sarah, like, well, tell how they do the prompt.
Sure. So there's a father-daughter team in Wisconsin that every Sunday they would post a word.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and so that was your prompt. And you don't have to use the word. It's just supposed to be your springboard.
Okay.
And so for me, I usually write a song based on my first response to that word. Like either a lyric will come out or a storyline or... I don't know how. I always see it as like just what's my first response, and then I follow that path even if that path is leading me to a bad song. Sometimes it leads me to a good song. You know, I don't know.
So what were some of the words that were prompts?
The one that... Okay, so this is so ironic for me. I actually went back and listened to this song recently because I was like, boy, I think that's my favorite song. And the prompt was the worst word. It was like... I have words that I have a kind of a icky response to.
Was it moist?
It was right in that barn stable. It was crust.
Vicky was texting me like, oh, I hate this word. And I was like, you can't hate the word. You've just got to go with it.
Yeah.
And then she wrote this beautiful song.
Out of crust.
Who knew?
Yeah, there are some,
isn't that funny?
Some words. Like moist is one of them. Most people, I think, are like, ugh.
I think I had to shut down after that. Yeah. I mean, moist is sort of like, there's a line in the sand there. Yeah.
We got to play that Humbert song again after this conversation with them making their noises. Ooh.